You're tuned to 89.1 WGLT.org. I'm Laura Kennedy with this WGLT Datebook. The Baby Folds Festival of Trees is currently underway in the Twin Cities. This is the 27th year for the event, which features a wide variety of holiday decor up for auction. And in response to the pandemic, it's a hybrid event this year. That's according to Jessica Shaw, Coordinator of Development Operations for the Baby Fold. She says the event is both online as well as in the old MC Sports location at Eastland Mall.
It's significantly smaller than the Interstate Center, but what we're really going to do this year is just highlight all of our auction items. We're going to try to have all of our auction items on display and sort of grouped by item type. So it's more of a retail experience. So we're hoping that when people come out there, they're coming out with intent of wanting to buy something that they've already seen online. So we're hoping that, and asking our guests, you know, go on the website, festivetrees.org. We have our link there to our new auction website that we're showcasing this year. Browse items, you know, watch a few, place some bids. But say you've got your eye on a 7-foot tree and you really want to see it in person. That's when we would say, you know what, come on out to Eastland Mall and just kind of size it up, see if that's really what you're looking for. So it's more of a place to view things in person after you've viewed them on the website.
Now, this is a major fundraiser for the Baby Fold. Where do the proceeds go for this fundraiser?
So they go directly into benefiting the programs that we offer to children and families in the community. So several different programs, anything from special education to foster care, community schools, preventative services. So it just gets spread evenly through all of our programs to really better the lives of children and families.
I know you must have a monetary goal in mind, but was that difficult to set since you are doing a hybrid event this year? It's something completely new.
We always want to try to get around $200,000 as our net proceeds. So I think we may hit it. We have over 500 auction items. We've had great support from our sponsors. So we're confident we'll hit that goal. And if not, if we get maybe a little bit under, we're just still glad that we could still offer something to the community this year.
Now, bidding this year is mobile-based.
Yes. So part of the creative process with trying to figure out how to offer a really unique experience this year is wanting to shop around for a new mobile bidding auction software. So we found One Cause, which is formerly BidPal, which I believe several, maybe even in our community, several organizations use that for their fundraising efforts when they do have events. So we knew it was a really good program and we're super impressed with it. And it's great because you can have photos of the items. You can put descriptions in, you can recognize your designers. It's very user-friendly, very easy to register, and it's just neat to be able to browse all these items, and we've got everything categorized. We've got how-tos on there. We can feature our sponsors. So we thought this would be a good alternative, not only to feature our sponsors in a new way we've never been able to before, but also offer a safe option for our guests to browse items without even leaving their home this year.
Well, let's talk about some of the items that you have up for bid. And I know you have some really upscale, fun sort of things to offer. For example, people can have a Tesla for a week.
Yes, so that was a cool thing. They just reached out to us and wanted to partner with us, so we worked out a deal with them. And so, yeah, that's one of the options this year. So we're excited to see that. And with that, we've got everything from gift baskets to over 37-foot trees. I think we've got a little over 64-foot trees, hundreds of wreaths, centerpieces, and other holiday decor. So, and we typically have several hundred items in a typical festival year. So I love the support from the designers and the community that really stepped up and thought, you know what, I'm still going to make a wreath for festival, and it all makes a difference. So we're really excited to showcase so many items this year.
I notice you have a donut tree, something that's been decorated donut style.
Yes, that was from yours truly.
Did you?
I used to work at Denny's Donuts during my college days. So just donuts are a huge part of my life. And I thought, you know what? I need to design a Christmas tree based on my love for donuts. So yeah, we've got all different kinds of cool stuff. I mean, we've got the traditional Santa themed trees, snowman themed trees. I've seen a few patriotic ones, maybe a little purples and your non-traditional festival colors. There's always something for someone out there. So this year is no different.
In addition to the trees and such, you also are featuring gingerbread houses?
we have a wonderful gingerbread committee, and they are going to, they let me know they're featuring 50 houses this year. So that'll, you know, a festival tradition, we're incorporating that this year as well. So I'm excited for that. A few of them are made by the committee, but most of them are made by just community members, just like the trees and wreaths. Whoever wants to, you know, give it a go is welcome to. It's quite a challenge to make a gingerbread house, but they offer advice and tutorials, so it's good because we have expert gingerbread designers, and then we have kids involved too that do a really nice job. And I know it's meaningful to the children who do make those gingerbread houses to have them on display. So yeah, 50 houses this year. I'm really excited about that.
That's Jessica Shaw from the Baby Fold. The Festival of Trees continues through this weekend, both online and at Eastland Mall in Bloomington. I'm Laura Kennedy.